Can an app help veterans suffering from PTSD? Experts and vets say yes. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Amy Choi, in for Molly Wood. Justin Miller served 11 years in the U.S. Army and deployed twice to Iraq.
I was medically retired out of Fort Stewart with 3-7 Infantry.
He suffered from severe PTSD.
So when I got out, I felt like I failed. I felt like I was broken. I felt like I had nobody to reach out to, nobody to talk to.
Miller almost became one of the 20 military veterans and active service members who die by suicide every day. He was saved, in part, by a serendipitous phone call from his friend Chris Mercado, a fellow vet, who helped talk him back. Now, Justin and Chris have collaborated with a team to build the app Objective Zero, using social networking technology to make those kinds of vital connections between veterans immediate and easily accessible.
When most veterans decide to commit suicide, they do it in the first 5 minutes. So we said, well, heck, we don't have 5 minutes. We don't have time for a veteran to look up a place, try to call them, be put on hold, or sent to voicemail. We need something that's instant and anonymous.
The app is designed so you can sign up as a user, someone seeking help, or an ambassador, a trained volunteer who is there as support, and be connected immediately via text or phone.
We also made it so you could be either or. So one day I'm having a bad day, I can go on as a user. Another day I'm feeling good, I'm on top of the world, I am willing to listen, I can switch over and become an ambassador. And the ambassadors, you got to go through a training process to show that you understand the signs of somebody suicidal and ways to help talk to them.
Users have sent over 16,000 text messages and made more than 350 hours of phone calls. Objective Zero is also developing an algorithm that allows a veteran to opt into a support network, so friends and family can be alerted if a user is showing signs of struggling, such as dramatically changed sleep patterns or unusual internet searches. Meanwhile, the Veterans Administration, which is the largest healthcare provider in the U.S., is also using apps to help veterans struggling with PTSD and finding that supporting veterans' loved ones can have a significant impact as people cope with the return to civilian life after military service. I spoke to Jason Owen, clinical psychologist with the VA, about the work he is doing at the National Center for PTSD to develop mental health apps for vets.
So we heard very early on that one of the biggest shortcomings for veterans was that their family members are often not actively included in their care, despite the family member being the person that's really there and available to deliver 24/7 support and wants to be involved. So we've done surveys of over 240 family members to get feedback on that original app, to ask what their needs were. And earlier this year, we released our second version of the PTSD Family Coach app. It provides tools that are explicitly for family members.
That was Jason Owen, clinical psychologist with the VA. You also heard from Justin Miller, co-founder and director of Veteran and Military Affairs at Objective Zero. If you're a veteran or a family member of a veteran seeking support, all of these apps are available at the usual app stores. And the VA's apps are available at myvaapps.com. I'm Amy Choi, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.